Mention the name William Quantrill in Kansas or Missouri, and you're likely to get stories of Quantrill's raiders sweeping into Kansas to burn cities and take lives. The infamous Confederate leader died during the Civil War and is buried in two graves 600 miles from each other. The unusual story is this edition of The American Countryside. William Quantrill is a guerrilla leader famous for his Confederate raids across the Missouri border into Kansas. The ransacking and burning of Lawrence is one of his most infamous deeds. But as Kate Russell explains, what happened to Quantrill after his death is equally intriguing.
He died in Louisville, Kentucky during the Civil War. He was buried down there. 20 years later, his mother and childhood friend went to bring his bones back to Dover, Ohio, where he was originally from.
Quantrill was just 27 when he died in a Union ambush in Louisville. His family and friends only gave him a partial burial, though.
The friend was supposed to go home with him and bury him, and he buried some of them, but he didn't bury all of them, and some of those bones ended up in the Kansas Historical Society.
Kansas later returned their portion of Quantrill's bones to the state of Missouri in 1919, so part of Quantrill is buried here at the Confederate Memorial State Historic Site near Higginsville.
We have two leg bones, three arm bones, and a lock of hair.
The other half of Quantrill is buried in his birth state.
His skull and a few other bones are buried in Dover, Ohio. We like to say rest in pieces.
In the 1990s, both locations reinterred Quantrill's bones.
When they reburied him in 1992, they had about 600 or 700 people here. And at the same time, they reburied the skull in Dover, Ohio, where they only had about 25 people.
The difference in the size of crowds may have to do with Quantrill being a sort of folk hero in Missouri as he bushwhacked their rivals in Kansas. About 14 of his fellow bushwhackers are buried with him at this Confederate cemetery, a place that still draws tourists who wish to visit at least one of the graves of the infamous William Quantrill. Traveling the countryside in Higginsville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.